Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. The European Union wants President Trump to pull back his support for the rebel leaders in Libya. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, we better check in on Libya. We've talked about it in the past. European Union hoping that the Trump plan of a support for Haftar, General Haftar, against the United Nations appointed government there in Tripoli, Trump will pull back from that. I don't think he's going to, do you?
I don't think he is either. And this is yet another situation where President Trump defies the establishment thinking of the foreign ministries and the international diplomats who want to support this UN government in Tripoli. And Trump says, no, they're full of Islamists. And they're supported by Qatar. They're supported by terrorist states. Haftar is he's a general from the Gaddafi regime, who established himself in Benghazi after the fall of the U.S. consular facility there, after the murder of Americans. By the way, it was a group of pro-Qaddafi loyalists who actually rescued our people at the end of the 13-hour battle that they had with al-Qaeda and the Iranian Quds Force in Benghazi in 2012. That's a little-known fact that came out of the Benghazi Special Committee chaired by Trey Gowdy on Capitol Hill. So Haftar comes out of that same group of pro-Qaddafi loyalists, and while he has welcomed some Islamist groups into his coalition, he's also battled ISIS, he's battled al-Qaeda, and excluded them. So Trump sees him as a potential ally to distance the Islamist groups from power in Libya.
Ken Timmerman on the details behind the attempt by the Libyan rebel leaders to take down the United Nations-backed and appointed Libyan government. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report helps us to focus on the nation of Libya. This is the tribal nation that the late Colonel Gaddafi had control over until his death. Now, General Haftar, a former military leader under Gaddafi, is leading the war against the United Nations-backed government there in Tripoli. Ancient Jewish prophets wrote of Libya's role in the alignment of nations who want to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Those prophets were Ezekiel, writing in chapter 38 and verse 5, and Daniel, chapter 11, verses 43 and 44. The European Union of today will be the revived Roman Empire of tomorrow. That's Daniel, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and verses 23 and 24. These are the players God's word reveals will be the ones to fulfill these prophetic passages. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...